In Michigan, this holiday weekend, traffic will be heavy heading up north. It's prime time for the quaint vacation towns on the shores of Lake Michigan. And in the town of Charlevoix, it's prime time for the petunias. They line the curbs, fill the parks, hang in baskets over sidewalks. Hundreds of volunteers plant them every spring. And one man makes sure they're well cared for all summer. Amy Robinson of member station WCMU introduces us to Mr. Petunia.
Even for those of us in the sometimes less than balmy state of Michigan, it's nice to get out in the spring and summer, work in the garden, tend the flowers. But most of us use a trowel and watering can. Dale Boss is a little more hardcore. He's out every morning at 4 a.m. in his custom-designed 2,500-gallon tanker truck, watering the 60,000 petunias that line the streets in the town of Charlevoix.
By doing it early in the morning like this, why, I have the town pretty much to myself.
Boss has lived in Charlevoix his whole life. He's celebrated 80 birthdays, 60 years of marriage to his high school sweetheart, Marilyn, and this year, 30 years of watering the petunias. As you can imagine, people here know Dale Boss.
Absolutely. How could you not know? For years, he was the milkman. You know, how? Of course you know him.
Janine Wallace is a longtime resident of Charlevoix. She describes Boss as one of the city's, quote, lovable characters.
You have to be a little eccentric to want to water flowers every single day at 4 in the morning. You know, that takes somebody with a little bit of an oddball look at things. He's an amazing man.
Boss waters the flowers at a rousing 4 miles an hour, about a pace, he says, of a brisk walk. His early morning drive is interrupted 5 times when he pulls up to a city hydrant, hooks up what's essentially a short fire hose, and refills the tanker.
This is tank number 4.
He doesn't earn a dime for his work. This is his summer vacation, and to hear him talk, he loves it.
I've never missed a day in 30 years. Every quart of water that have been on these flowers, I've done it.
The flowers have been Boss's pet project since 1982, when he proposed Operation Petunia. Since that year, when Charles and Di were married and MTV was launched, he's spent some 10,000 hours tending the flowers. He says people in this town respect the flowers. They've never been dug up or vandalized, although, he says, once they were cross-pollinated.
A bunch of kids planted a block of marijuana in the line.
Police confiscated the pot, and if you believe any publicity is good publicity, you'll like Dale Boss.
Rather than being mad about it, I used it as a plus. I got a hold of a lady that writes for the Detroit Free Press, and they put it on the front page of the Detroit Free Press that there's pot in the petunias in Charlevoix. So we captured some advertising for something that a bunch of kids played a joke on me.
Boss is always promoting Charlevoix. Just this year, Forbes.com named Charlevoix as one of America's prettiest towns.
And it's just because all over town, people plant flowers, they fix their houses up, and it's just a nice place to live.
Boss says he has no plans to retire from his post as Charlevoix's self-appointed gardener and head cheerleader. These days, he's lobbying for his latest dream project, a 300-foot-tall observation tower that would give tourists a bird's-eye view of the petunias. For NPR News, I'm Amy Robinson.